Campus FM je prezenta
Platea. Program li l-għana ma' esponenti ewlenin fit-teatru.
Li jitkellmu ma' Lino Farrugia.
Platea, salmilkom u platea telqa għattini darba bil-ġosef ċappara. Platea, għal dan il-program speċjali ħanaħdu platea ħajħu forma differenti għalix nitkellmu ftit ma' ġosef un bat wara nisimaw li ġosef interpreta waħda mill-aqwa partijiet li naħseb tista' attriċi tagħmel. Ġosef, ma naħsibx li huwa il-każ li noqogħdu nitkellmu iktar issa fuq il-karriera tiegħek nagħmluha fi programm ieħor. Imma inti għaliex għażilt din il-parti, xini din il-parti, s-sissa għadna marnilomx il-semmija taħna, ma l-aħjar, inħalli li l-ek t-introduċi inti din il-bicċa xoħl veru, kidba veru sabiħa.
Tajib, mela din hija bicċa psikodrama tal-ġen ta' playlist ima Nuts. Din hija bazikament isseħ ġewwa l-orti u li jiġri dinja storja ta' Mara, Mrs. Kirk, li di fil-fatt iż-żewġet kella tifla, ir-raġel mara l-gwerra ġilura u talaqa. U wi wara 11-il xahar iż-żewġet raġel ieħor. Fl-istorja il-każ huwa biex lit-tifla li issa ovvjament kibret l-om taċċetta illi qed huwa treatment mentali għaw, xokkijiet, etc. Iġifieri hija deċiżjoni b'saħħna. Hija parti kbira għal min jagħmel parti tal- kull parti di f'dan id-dram huwa inkredibbli għaliex huwa hemm ħafna psikoloġija għaddejja, emozzjonijiet inkredibbli. U bażikament l-istorja dvarja fuq l-idea li dan it-tieni raġel ikun jabbuża mit-tifla. Lill-mara jiena allura għal perjodu twil ma kontx naf. Qabel ma mort hemm u veru ħarġet ċara di. U it-tifla mbagħad iż-żewġet. Ovvjament kienet dejjem manka meta kienet għadha żgħira tara kif tagħmel biex ma toqgħodx id-dar.
Sewwa waħda.
Raġuni titkellem waħda. Però ħadd ma kien jaf il-veru raġuni għaliex. U il-raġel Tomma kien ovvjament għax kien matur, kien dejjem jara kif iġib il-boċċa qrib il-lik. Mela l-kwalunkwa sitwazzjoni kellu raġuni. U jiena bħala mara u bħala omm li nħobba ħafna lil dit-tifla, u lilu kont inħobbu wkoll għax isu salvani mis-sitwazzjoni. Ma kont aqqas qatt taddi li dan is-suspett minn rasi. It-tifla ovvjament tħarbtet għax imbagħad ir-raġel tagħha telqa' wkoll u di bdiet tmur mal-irġiel, eċetera, eċetera, eċetera. Il-komunikazzjoni magħhom waqfet għal kollox u allura jiltaqgħu wara ħafna snin ġodin il-courtroom. Il-meta dawn kienu ħadu għall-ħabs li t-tifla għaġġiet akkużata, l-omm ippruvat tmur tara wkoll ċaħdita. Ovvjament il-tifla fil-play joħroġ dal-fatt li kienet temmen li l-om kienet kompliċi
fil-dil-aġir tal-missier.
Li ma kienx il-każ. Imma allura issa hemm din ix-xena inkredibbli meta jtellgħu li l-om biex tixhed jekk hiex lesta li taċċetta l-fatt li binta tingħatala din l-intervenzjoni mentali.
Mela nisimgħu din is-silta tal-qorti. Mel play veru sabiħa, Nuts t-interpreta, ovvjament, Josette Ciappara. I'd like to call Mrs. Kirk, Your Honor. Mrs. Kirk, do you solemnly swear that the testimony you shall give in this special proceeding shall be the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Please speak up, Miss Kirk.
I'm sorry, sir. I do, Your Honor.
Mrs. Kirk, Have you ever testified in a courtroom before?
No, no, sir. No, no, Your Honor.
Just speak clearly and answer the questions in your own words. We're here to listen to you. Let's proceed. So, Mrs. Kirk, the defendant, Mrs. Draper, is your daughter. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have any other children, Mrs. Kirk?
No, no, we don't.
You and your daughter's father were divorced, were you not?
Yes.
Was it an acrimonious divorce, Mrs. Kirk?
Oh, no, no, not at all. We're civilized people. My husband, I'm talking about Claudia Faith's father, came back from the military. He served in Korea and won a Silver Star. He came back, and a little bit after that, 6 months, 5 months, we were divorced.
And how old was your daughter, Mrs. Kirk?
Five years old. Mm. I just want to assure you that it wasn't acrimonious. As I recall, we even wished each other luck. It was that easy. Now, understand, we might have exchanged a few harsh words. When he first walked into the bedroom and told me he was leaving, I recall we exchanged a few cross words, but other than that one time, when he walked into the bedroom with his suitcase, it was friendly.
And your daughter did not react badly to it?
Oh, she was just fine. Mm. After all, she was only five. Sure, she asked about him once in a while, but it was, as you know, the way children do. Is Daddy fighting another war? And that kind of thing.
And how soon after your divorce did you marry Mr. Kirk?
11 months, nearly a year.
And how did your daughter get along with Mr. Kirk?
Oh, fine. It was love at first sight for both of them.
Mm. Mrs. Kirk, can you tell us when you first noticed any changes in her behavior?
By the time she was in the sixth grade, she was around 11.
Can you describe those changes for us?
She started to keep to herself, and not like an ordinary girl either. I was a young girl. I know there's an age when you need to have a few secrets from grown-ups. No young girl wants her parents to know everything. It's not normal. We didn't worry about it at first, because she kept changing. One day she wouldn't talk to me at all and treat Art, Mr. Kirk, as if he had the plague. And the next, she'd be all cuddly, Mama this and Daddy that. But then it got worse. She acted as if she didn't trust us at all.
She withdrew from you?
By the time she was in high school, she'd sneak out before we got up and either come home just before bedtime or not come home at all.
Did you or your husband talk to her about her behavior?
We tried. We didn't get very far.
Did you or your husband try taking her to someone, a guidance counselor, say, for advice or help?
You have to understand that Mr. Kirk believed it was only a matter of discipline. Mm. He said she needed a good, strong talking to, and I agreed with him. We don't believe in washing our dirty linen in public. In my family, we help our own.
Mrs. Kirk, do you have any idea what caused her behavior?
No. She's my only child. And I wanted her. She was wanted. I wasn't married at the end of a shotgun. When she was born, I was so happy. I went around singing. I remember sitting in the kitchen and nursing her and whispering to her that things would be different for her. I promised her that her home would be filled with love. And I kept my word. I kept my word when I was with Bill, and once I married Art, I kept my word even more. I don't understand it, not to this day. For a time, I thought it was my husband, Bill, I mean. The agreement gave him custody on weekends, and I guessed he was telling her terrible things about me and art. Then I thought, oh God, I thought of everything. One night I stayed up and made a list, and I wrote down everything I'd done and how I could have done it differently. Was I too stern? Was I too fussy? Was I too protective? Was I too pushy? Did I punish her for the wrong things? Did I pick and choose her friends? Did I ignore her when she was unhappy? Did I humiliate her in front of strangers? Did I set a bad example? Every mother makes those mistakes, and I'm sure I made some of them, but not enough times for her to carry on the way she did. Not enough times for her to drink and lie and cut school and not talk to me, not kiss me, not touch me. Not enough times for that.
And you say this behavior didn't stop?
Not while she was at home, no. We didn't see much of her once she went away to college. And after she met Peter, we never saw her alone. They always visited together.
Peter Draper, the man she married?
He was in law school and she was a junior. No, a sophomore.
And they were married in 1968?
June 15th, 1968. It was an Episcopal ceremony.
And her marriage collapsed, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I found out from a friend. An acquaintance, really.
Your daughter did not tell you?
I called her and said, is it true? And she said, it's true. And there was a big silence. So I said, come home. Stay with us till you feel better. No, thank you. I'm staying in the city. Now I swear to you I could hear the tears in her voice. Staying in the city is stupid. Stupid. A woman, after a divorce, that's a terrible time. She's by herself. She doesn't know what's going on. She can make mistakes in the city if there's nobody there to help. Yes, little mistakes. Oh, it's easy enough to shop for groceries and wash clothes. But there are other things. She has to deal with new people, find a job, open bank accounts, see if there's a way to put her life in order. A city is a lonely place for a divorced woman. I know I belong to an earlier generation, but men have funny ideas about divorced women. They think, well, I don't have to tell you what they think. A divorced woman is a target. She hasn't much practice handling men. She can think she's doing fine, but she can fall prey to any polite man who comes along, any man with a suit that fits and shoes that are shined and a few dollars in the pocket. It's easy to fall prey. There she is, alone in her room, still young, still pretty, perhaps with a child to care for, her husband gone. Who knows where, who knows with whom? Gone without a kind word, without a hug. Gone. Gone. She should have come home.
And did you keep in touch with her, Mrs. Kirk?
I called and she said, hello, and then goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Nothing in between. Hello? Goodbye. Hello? Goodbye. It was almost funny. She sounded like one of those tapes with hello, goodbye. So instead of calling, I wrote. I wanted to stay in touch, so I wrote, and these are the letters. Right here. I thought I should bring them. I thought you should see them, because they're marked, you see. All of them. Every single one is exactly marked in the same way. Now that's odd. You must agree that's odd. So I felt I should bring them to show you how odd that is. The same mark on every... Is this your handwriting? Answer me! Is this your handwriting? Is this your addressee unknown? Addressee unknown? Addressee unknown? There are 31 letters in my hand, and they are all, every single one is addressee unknown.
Mrs. Kirk, would you like to take a short break?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I realize that this is a strain for you, and if you want to have a recess, we'll have a recess. Please just ask for it.
I am fine.
Mrs. Kirk, when did you last hear from your daughter?
When I called her. Hello, goodbye.
And when she was arrested?
She didn't call. Peter called. Said she was in jail.
And you immediately went to visit her?
She wouldn't see us.
And did you hire an attorney for her?
The best Mr. Kirk could find, Stanley Middleton.
And your daughter fired him, didn't she?
Yes.
In other words, your daughter has continuously and progressively withdrawn from you for nearly 20 years. And since the breakup of her marriage, has refused to have anything to do with you. You have had no contact?
Not till today, if you can call that contact.
Now, Mrs. Kirk, I know you're not a doctor, but... Your Honor, surely Mr. Macmillan is not going to ask the witness for a medical opinion. I simply want to ask whether, as a parent, solely as a parent, you'd like to see your daughter receive treatment. Before you answer, put out of your head any question of a crime or a trial. Do you want to see your daughter, Claudia Faith, receive treatment?
It's a very hard thing to swallow, that your own flesh and blood is... We've never had any trouble in my family, and I'm not used to the idea of... I'm sorry, darling. Yes?
If she were not in custody and you had the opportunity to pay for treatment, Miss Kirk, would you?
Yes, we would.
Mrs. Kirk, I have one last question. Do...
Your Honor, I know it's a terrible thing to hear a mother say her daughter is... But I can't hide from the truth. It's not her fault. When they told me what she did, when they told me about the men, I mean, it wasn't her fault. She's my own daughter. She couldn't do that and be in her right mind. She only loved one man in her life. I know how much she loved him. Her husband. Your Honor, they were married in a church, an Episcopal church. The minister had green eyes. You never see an Episcopal minister with green eyes. I dressed her myself. She wore white. It was a June wedding, and she wore white. I brushed her hair. I painted her nails. Clear, colorless nail polish. Clear as her heart, clear as her eyes. A bride must have clear eyes on her wedding day. Otherwise, it'd be bad luck. He held her arm. He let her down the aisle. Bill wanted to give her away, but I wouldn't permit it. It was art's right. He danced with her. I think he danced with her more than Peter did. Waltzes and foxtrots and sambas and rumbas, even a tango. Darling, darling, don't you remember how your father danced with you? How he danced with you till you got dizzy? My father didn't dance with me. You wouldn't let him. He lied to me. He lied and lied and lied. Rose, he said, I love you. I love you more than life itself. I'll never look at another woman. There are no other women. Can't you feel it when I touch you, Rose? There'll never be someone else. Oh, he lied. Do you know how many lies there were? Do you know how many women? Do you have any idea? He was like a stray cat. He couldn't pass a skirt without lifting it. He never loved me, darling. Never. He walked out the door with his one suitcase. That's what he took to her. His one suitcase. He walked out through the door and left me with you. He never loved me.
He loved you, Mama.
He left me with you and $6.31. That's how much he loved me. $6.31 worth.
He loved you, Mama.
Mrs. Kirk. Mrs. Kirk, do you love your daughter? Can't you say it for the record?
I love my daughter.
Dica Kenneth Silta vero sabiha, vero interessanti li tarna Josette Chapara mendin il play nuts Josette. Kenna program speċjali, anzi speċjalissimo, għaliex dedikajna program sħiħ għat-teatru fej smajnik t-interpretanna b'dan il-mod. Veru sabiħ. Fuq il-radio, veru fuq il-radio, imma Jien li kont qiegħed hawnhekk narak. Saħħart inħares lejk u xi kultant anke kważi kważi. Insejt li ngħid il-nieħa tiegħek inħares lejk. Ġeżett, tina ħsieb biex nagħlqu dal-programm qabel ma nkomplu fil-programm għajdi mela.
Ħansemmi il-ħabib Aziz Ġewzi Koppini meta kien rad il-play.
Naħseb illi tamina. Skużani, hawnhekk ha waqfek, imma ma jimpurtax billi waqfek, li diħa tkun storja sabiħa ħafna. Naħseb tix nibdew il-programm li mess bil-ħsibijiet fuq Ġewzi Koppini u Pija.
Meta trid kemm trid.
Mela. Għax naf x'għandek xi tgħid, ma rridx innaħħi dan l-intervent li qed tagħmel inti issa, imma nippreferi nibda l-programm li mess. Fuq Ġewzi Koppini, għax naf kemm ħdimtu flimkien u Ġewzi Koppini kien ħallina qabel ma ddejna dawn il-programmi għalli kien nsellmu u naħdu l-opportunità nitkellmu fuq. Ġeżett, nirringrazzjawk.
Grazzi lili.
Ta' kollox li għamilt tat-teatru. Kontu qegħdin tisimgħu Platea. Programm li laqgħana ma' esponenti ewlenin fit-teatru.
Li tkellmu ma' Lino Farrugia.
Tekniċi Carmenu Grech u Kenneth Mizzi.